Another big unknown is when operators of Chinese-built vessels that call at US ports will pay a fee for each port call of a reported $1.5 million. This is another Trump administration proposal that affects shipping. While we don't know when this might happen, the idea behind it is to rejuvenate US shipping somehow and reduce reliance on Chinese-built vessels. Soren Toft, the CEO of MSC, which is the biggest container shipping line in the world, said he was assessing the situation, but if this was pushed through as explained so far, it would massively drive up the cost of providing container shipping services to the US.
At MSC, I think we like to be practical. So when I look at this and the proposed rules, I see a significant impact if this is pushed through as right now laid out. And to be very practical, I mean, if we look at a service going from Asia to the US East Coast, I think most of the carriers are deploying 8 to 15,000 TEU tons, calling probably four ports. So let's say with the new regulation where there's a cost of 500,000 to 1.5 million per port call, let's call that a million, it's $4 million. And you move it average probably 10,000 TEU, so it's $400 per TEU or $800 per 40-foot. And I didn't check the CCFI this morning, but I think the US East Coast rates are probably around 3,500-ish to 40-foot. So that's 20%. I mean, 25%. So it's significant. If we go to the transatlantic, it gets even worse. Because we're not moving 10,000 TEU in one go. We're moving maybe 4,000 or 5,000. We also call four ports on the East Coast when we come from North Europe. So it's $1,000. So I think if it comes out in the present form, it's going to have significant consequences. These costs, either we will have to revise our network and withdraw coverage, or we will have to, you know, add them to that cost on top of, and also then the consumer will have to pay. The other thing that I think will happen immediately is that all the large inland ports will have to be re-looked at. I mean, here we are in California, actually, we are typically calling LA Long Beach and then proceed to Oakland. But we can proceed to Oakland if that costs another $1 million doing another 1,000 routes when we do 12,000 routes in LA Long Beach. So I think a lot of the large inland ports, the peripheral ports, will be at risk. We will have to, you know, adopt our service.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Loadstar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on theloadstar.com. Thanks for listening.